President Trump signed an executive order today authorizing sanctions against Turkey for its military offensive against the Kurds in northern Syria. No sanctions have been issued yet. Meanwhile, casualties are mounting and tens of thousands have fled their homes to escape the crossfire. Clarissa Ward is CNN's chief international correspondent. She's in Syria near the Turkish border. Clarissa, what are you seeing today?
Well, pretty much a continuation of what we have been seeing for the last 2 days, Peter. Basically, a steady stream of artillery coming from the Turkish side into the Syrian side. Kurdish forces have also been firing back. Yesterday, when we were in the town of Tal Abyad, we saw them firing a couple of rockets off. There were reportedly casualties on the Turkish side as a result of that. But what's interesting is that the Turkish military hasn't yet seemingly gone through with a sort of full-blown offensive that they have been signaling they might. They are claiming to have taken over a village, but we think that they're using predominantly Syrian proxies, not actually sending in Turkish ground troops yet, Peter.
Are there any ideas about why Turkey might be holding back?
It's pretty clear they're facing strong resistance and opposition from many in the international community, particularly in Europe. And if they really want to secure with some kind of a ground incursion, a huge swath of 200 miles along this border, they're really going to have to hammer it very hard with serious airstrikes, serious artillery. And inevitably, in that scenario, despite best precautions, you're going to see incidents where many civilians are killed. So far, we've only seen or heard of about 3 or 4 civilians that we've been able to confirm have been killed. We do know as well from the Kurdish forces that they're saying some 24 of their men, their fighters, have been killed in this military operation. The Turkish are putting that number much higher in the hundreds, though based on what we've seen on the ground, that those numbers must be exaggerated.
On the issue of civilians, the International Rescue Committee said that 64,000 people have already fled in the early days of this incursion. I know you've spoken with people who are in the process of fleeing. What did they tell you? Where are they going?
Well, I think this is really sort of one of the most troubling parts of this whole military operation. It's just this mass exodus that we witnessed firsthand as we were arriving. There were a heavy number of strikes coming in. People just panicked, cars choking the road, mattresses strapped to the top of cars, women carrying children, 3 or 4 of them sometimes shoehorned onto a motorcycle, desperately trying to get out of town and flee to safety. And when you talk to these people as they're fleeing and you ask them, where are you going? The answer you get over and over again, Peter, is we don't know, because it's not like there's some kind of a humanitarian corridor or that there's a natural space or safe haven. This traditionally has been seen as the safest place in Syria because it was under the control of the Kurds, because the Americans were here as well. Once that is no longer the case and you have some kind of a power or security vacuum here, that does not give civilians a lot of options.
What more are you hearing about the international response to this new front opening up in Syria? You've got Western NATO countries who are very concerned about one of their own members launching this offensive. How much pressure is Turkey under inside of NATO?
I think that Turkey is under a huge amount of pressure, particularly from the Europeans. And that's why we heard him, President Erdogan, fire back with some really pretty strong threats yesterday, saying basically Europe needs to stop criticizing us. And if they continue to call it an occupation, then we're going to open the floodgates and let 3.6 million Syrian refugees flood into Europe, which, of course, is Europe's worst nightmare. And it had taken them some time to come to an agreement with Turkey previously to sort of stop that flow of refugees from pouring across into Greece. The wild card in all of this is the U.S. What exactly is President Donald Trump's stand on this? We're getting mixed messages because he seems to have ordered U.S. Special Forces troops to pull back from that main part of the border where Turkey is currently launching this offensive. But on the other hand, he's saying we will decimate Turkey economically if they push too hard with this operation or if they do anything that he called off-limits.
Well, now he's saying that maybe mediation is the answer. So he's even coming off that a little bit.
Now he's saying as well that he might try to mediate some kind of a deal between the different sides involved. And certainly it does seem like there is the possibility behind the scenes that political channels are being opened, conversations are being had between the Russians, between the Americans, between the Kurds, between the Turks, to kind of try to hash out some kind of an agreement that could accommodate everyone. But that is not going to be an easy thing to achieve, because Turkey really sees this as an existential issue. They view these Kurdish fighters with the YPG as an extension of the PKK, which they see as a terrorist threat.
That's CNN chief international correspondent Clarissa Ward in northern Syria near the Turkish border. Clarissa, thank you for being there, and thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.